United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that cooperation between China and the United States is very important to the international community. The UN chief says they welcome any direct communications between the world's two largest economies. Chinese President Xi Jinping on Thursday took a phone call from U.S. President Joe Biden on the eve of the Chinese Lunar New Year. The two leaders wished each other good fortune in the Year of the Ox and had an in-depth exchange of views on China-U.S. relations and major international and regional issues. China's broadcast regulators pulled BBC World News off the air in the country. The National Radio and Television Administration says BBC World News was found to have seriously violated regulations on radio and television management and on overseas satellite television channel management in its China-related reports. The regulator says the reports went against the requirements that news reporting must be true and impartial and undermined China's national interests and ethnic solidarity. Leaders of international organizations and politicians across the globe have sent Lunar New Year greetings to the Chinese people. IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva is one of them.
Xin Yan Hao, please accept my warmest greetings to everyone from China and from many other Asian countries who celebrate the Lunar New Year. I wish you a healthy, safe, and prosperous Year of the Ox.
Over the past year, the world has seen countries battling the COVID-19 pandemic. China sent out medical supplies and expert teams to aid many countries and is ready to make its COVID-19 vaccines global public goods. In his holiday message to the Chinese people, Pakistani President Arif Alvi thanked China for providing the aid and fighting alongside his country against the pandemic.
I must thank the Chinese people and the Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese government for cooperating with Pakistan on the vaccine issue and the COVID-19 overall. Chun Chue Kwai La.
Today is New Year's Day on the lunar calendar. It's now the Year of the Ox on the Chinese zodiac. Turkey started administering the second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine developed by China's Sinovac company to healthcare workers across the country. It came as Turkey further expanded its vaccination campaign, with people above the age of 70 becoming eligible to receive their first dose of the vaccine. The health ministry says people above the age of 65 qualify as of today. America's top infectious disease expert has weighed in on the benefits of double masking after a CDC report found that two masks are better than one in slowing the coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Fauci says a surgical mask with a cloth over it provides a better fit and can minimize leakage of aerosols. The CDC released a report on Wednesday showing that wearing close-fitting surgical masks with a cloth mask can enhance protection against COVID-19. Using simulated breathing experiments, the CDC researchers found that one mask blocked about 40% of the coronavirus-sized particles from a positive person, while two masks blocked 80%. Schools in Chicago have welcomed the first group of students back to classrooms for in-person learning. The move comes after a long and bitter fight between the city and the teachers' union over COVID-19 safety protocols delayed the students' return to class.